Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Now, before me is Dublin youngster, the Khaki Kid, who joins us live. He started recording music in 2020 from the bedroom he shared with two of his brothers. Oh, must have been a bit of a nightmare. But since then, he's had 15 million streams on Spotify. NME has hailed him as Ireland's next great rap hero. And his new EP, Moanbag, is out today. Khaki Kid, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are we?
That is your stage name.
Khaki Kid is indeed it.
But so you introduce yourself there when you're coming in as Ab.
That's my real name, yeah.
Okay. Is that what your friends call you?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's a cool name. Khaki Kid is a cool name. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 24. I'm from Walking Sound. Sometimes I often say Crumlin to people because nobody knows where Walking Sound is, I feel like.
Yeah.
I just put out an EP there called Moanbag. I'm quite proud of it.
Are you a moanbag?
I try not to be, and I think that's why it's called Moanbag, to be honest, because I feel like my biggest fear is like being a I feel like lads in general like don't want to express too much in fear of being a moanbag, so I thought I'd embrace it.
We're good at complaining, though. It's a thing, isn't it? And I always find, I'm from outside Dublin, but Dubliners have a particular good tone for moaning.
See, there's like different... I suppose it's like there's varying levels of being a moanbag, you know what I mean? Or like,
it's exactly what it says, by the way. Is it someone who moans a lot?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. I feel like being a moanbag is different for different people. Like some lot for me, I wouldn't express if I have like an issue with something in like my personal life and it's like actually bothering me. I wouldn't talk to anyone about it just because I don't want to be a moan. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And okay. So like that's kind of the idea of the project. Yep.
So young fella, Walking Sound is home, and you said Crumlin, is it? Sometimes you say?
Sometimes I say Crumlin, yeah, because people don't know where Walking Sound is. It's fake, to be honest.
Where are those people?
Yeah, yeah.
But that was home, and you have a propensity, you're very good at maths, apparently.
Oh, this is so funny, yeah. Big maths guy here, yeah. We love maths, we love numbers.
There is a connection, though, isn't there? Music, and a lot of people who are good at music tend to be really good at maths, and some of them end up in engineering careers and so on.
I didn't know that.
Did you not?
No, I didn't. I know there's like correlation, people see correlation between music and the physics of it and this and this and that, but I think they're like two separate things for me.
Is there?
Yeah.
You don't see the equation?
I don't see the equations.
Maybe it'll dawn.
There's patterns. There's patterns. Like there definitely is patterns when you're writing music, but I try to avoid thinking in that way.
Was your mom playing all the music at home? Is that where you sort of heard rap for the first time?
My mom was playing a lot of Kanye, but I actually didn't like the music. I didn't like Kanye at the time, no. I thought he was a bit of a square.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like 7 and 8 years old listening. Yeah, yeah.
And it's your mother's music.
Yeah, yeah. And I was listening to 50 Cent and I was like, oh, Kanye's a nerd. And then I actually, 13, 14, I really got into Kanye. And... shout out to Kanye. I made my first like money from Kanye just reselling his shoes.
Really?
When they were very popular back in the day.
These are the Adidas Yeezys.
Yeah, yeah. Like there was a time where there was like 12 pairs launched at a time in Ireland.
Yeah.
And so I remember getting my mom to get a loan from the credit union to give to me so I could buy a pair of Yeezys, and I camped out for 48 hours on Henry Street. Got a pair of Yeezys, resold them, and then I had a thriving business from then on.
You made a few quid.
I made a few quid, yeah.
Do you feel slightly bad about it? This, by the way, is when Kanye was a good currency.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Not Kanye, the
Kanye was
cancelled
a good
figure
guy.
He,
yeah,
used.
Yeah, yeah.
He was back in that. And made some great music. He was a brilliant producer, yeah. Obviously, I presume still is in there. The name Khaki Kid, where'd you get that from?
I was playing basketball in the States when I was 17. A coach on the other team was... one of his players said, who am I guarding? And his coach said, the khaki one. And because khaki in America is like a beige military, like if you're in your khakis.
That's right. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So I'm kind of beige, I guess.
It's not the green.
It's not the green. And then that just stuck with me until I wanted to make music, and it was the first thing in my head.
And but were people kind of calling you Khaki Kid all along then in basketball?
No. It was just one game.
That's a good name.
Yeah, just one game. Yeah, yeah.
Fair play. Does that person know that he gave you
I mean, it was a 55-year-old coach of a random basketball team in California. Probably not.
Probably. Well, he'll happen upon your music, yeah, and he'll go, I'm the one who came up with that. So you're good at basketball as well. You've good at a couple of things.
I like basketball, yeah.
And you were offered a place in UCD in a very serious course.
Yeah, financial maths. Yeah, and I said no.
Oh my God, what was that like now, telling your mother?
It was grim. I lied to her as well. For the first 2 months, I was like, oh, my course starts a bit later than everyone else's. Oh, a lot of the work is from home. And then eventually I just had to tell her I deferred the course. And I told her, like, the worst thing you could tell a mother is that I'm not going to college because I'm going to make rap music. If that were me, I'd be heartbroken. I wouldn't let it. Like, if I was a father, that's not happening. You know what I mean? Zero chance.
I mean, you could hear yourself at that moment going, this is
And the thing is, ridiculous. As well as that, I was bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't great as well. So, yeah. And her room is not far from my room, so she could hear how bad it was at the time.
And she likes her rap, so she knew.
Yeah, she knew. Yeah, she knows what good music is. My mom has good taste. Shout out my mom.
That's recently enough, as you said, at the start. You're only 24, what, 24? So
4 years ago, 5 years ago.
So you progressed very quickly from your bad rap.
I think so. I hope to think so anyway.
Well, you know so at this stage. I mean, people are telling you this and you wouldn't have millions of streams. What does your mom think of your music?
She's quite proud now, which is great to hear. She's always trying to come to shows and stuff like that.
Does she mention the odd time maybe you can still go to UCD?
No, but to be honest, I'd be having those thoughts sometimes. I'm like, no, just go back. You need to go and do the course now.
Do you?
You make some, every now and again, you know, where you make a bad song and you're like, okay, maybe I'll just...
Right.
I can still go now. I count as a, what's that called? A older student?
Mature student.
Mature student, yeah.
There
yeah,
you go. Yeah. Because you could apply and become a stockbroker or something afterwards something like in that. The end. Yeah, so the doubts of an artist will carry on. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Throw it all away now, be a stockbroker. Come here, your mom, she raised how many of you on her own?
Six.
Six?
Yeah, six.
She's a bit of a hero. Six.
She is a bit. And everyone there has some sort of a mental incapacitation. Everyone's ADHD or vaguely on the spectrum.
You're saying it jokingly now. That is not your mum's fault. She's a hero.
No, I'm saying, like, props to her for raising everyone.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Yes. Okay. Now I'm correcting myself for correcting you. What were you like as a teenager? Were you handy to handle?
Until, like, maybe 15 or 16, I was a bit of a... Until I started playing basketball, I was kind of a bit messy out there.
That's normal enough, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but just like police at the door for just like silly stuff. Do you know what I mean? But then at like 15 and 16, I like copped on from basketball. And it's so, do you know what I feel bad for? In fourth year, I remember getting some sort of award and my year head being like, Abdu, you've like turned your life around. You've like, and all I did was just behave. And I was thinking about that. I won an award for just being regular, which is so funny because I feel like all the people who are just being behaved, they get nothing from it. Yeah.
Nothing,
and then me for just stepping up to being a normal human being, I get praise. It's kind of silly.
Well, it's kind of the arc as of redemption, isn't it? Come here, would you have been worried when the guards showed up at your door?
No, it was only silly things messing.
But you know, wait, like in the world now, people in the city were scared of, as the song suggests, young fellas in tracksuits. And we wonder, well, they don't care about the guards. If the guards show up at the door, they're not going to be worried. Whereas,
I would have cared, because my mom was definitely around and she would definitely care,
It'd be one of the reasons why you got your act together.
Yeah.
Basically. You've said in interviews that your dad is not in your life at all. Is that part of you? Does that feel like a big gap that's been missing in your life, or how has that affected you?
Oliver Callan, the therapist,
said nobody ever.
Yeah, well, there's a first for everything. Does that affect me? It's probably ingrained in who I am now, because obviously that's how I grew up, but like day to day, that's not like a thing. I also kind of find it really... really funny when like there's like adults that are like still upset about the parents' divorce.
Yeah.
And I feel like the same thing where I'm like, you're an adult now, you can't keep going on about your childhood or whatever, you know?
That's uncompromising of you.
I just feel like, I don't know, especially because my dad isn't around, when people talk about their parents getting divorced, I know it's super sad, this and this and that, but at the same time, you're an adult now, you know what I mean?
Well, they've had that kind of pillar in their life that's disappeared, whereas for you, it just wasn't there.
And that's the empathetic take, yours. But for me, I suppose it's that's probably why I'm less empathetic towards them.
What do you mean by that?
Because I didn't have that pillar, I'm less empathetic towards people who did have it and now don't have it. You know what I mean?
Okay, that's tough.
Yeah.
It's a core part of your identity too, which you speak about and you sing about.
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean in particular?
Well, like, is it true you told people you were Spanish at one point?
Yeah, yeah. When I was growing up, I used to, this is actually quite sad to be honest, but I used to like lie and tell people I was Spanish because until, like, I don't know, being Arab wasn't chill thing to be in the 2000s and stuff like that. So until like 13 or 14, I used to lie and tell people I was Spanish.
Did it work?
For some people. And then you had smart sixth classers being like, your name's Abdi, what are you talking about? You're not speak Spanish. I'm like, oh, sorry, I don't know any. But what's funny is that I did an ancestry test like 4 years ago,
yeah,
and I'm 25% Spanish because, yeah, yeah. And so I wasn't entirely lying the whole time.
Yeah. There's a big history there, isn't there?
There's the Moors.
Yeah. You've got the Arab culture.
Yeah.
I presume you would have been on the roll call as Abdullah. That would have been...
I would have been on the roll call as Abdu.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, Abdu.
Abdu's
so my name. Yeah,
kept them guessing.
Yeah.
And Huss is the last... Abdu Huss is your full name.
Yeah.
Which, again, is another... That's a fascinating part of you as well.
Yeah, Huss, my granddad is Austrian on my mom's side. So that's where Huss comes from. A lot of people think it's short for Hussein. It's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, we're just giving him a full legal name on the radio. I love this.
Well, you're in the public eye now.
Yeah, it's out there.
But it is interesting because there was an Austrian truck driver in the history there. So you have this wonderful swirl of identity, don't you?
Yeah.
But I mean, you're an Irish musician to us, and the stuff you sing about is very Irish. And I love the fact that I heard some of your early stuff where you're quite American, and now we can hear your Dublin accent. What's the change there? Where there must be a confidence emerging.
It's a confidence, but also it's just like when I first started making music, I was trying to make music like a lot of the artists I was inspired by, and a lot of the artists I was inspired by were like from the South, like Andre 3000 and stuff like that, South of America, obviously. And I just wanted to be like them. And like growing up again, I didn't particularly feel Irish or Arab. So like American culture is kind of something I just connected with, especially basketball, music. And so like I just did what I thought everyone else does and just makes music that sounds like the people they like. And in the last few years, I've just come to appreciate myself and my Irishness and accept myself as Irish, you know what I mean? I don't think it's anyone else's say whether or not I'm Irish. To me, I'm Irish, and that's my first quality, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes a big difference. Singing in your own accent must just be more purity, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, I guess so. And to be honest, I will still put on, I'm still going to put on voices here and there because I love it. Like, I love put on, like, Kendrick Lamar is someone I'm a fan of. And, like, in his songs, he'll just put on strange voices here and there. And I quite like it. Like, I like...
His whole voice sounds strange.
Yeah, and then he goes even stranger from time to time. And I love that. I love being a good character in parts of a song here and there. I like sometimes me making a song and it's... all the vocals are mine, but it sounds like there's a feature. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I totally get that. Because it was interesting. You recorded the song we played this morning, Date Night, that was done in London, was it?
Yeah, and then in my bedroom again.
And the idea behind that was you wanted to hear an Irish accent over Motown or something like that, was it?
Yeah, basically. I like Motown. And my friend Saint, who's on the hook on that song, he has a beautiful voice. And we decided we'd make some Motown.
It's a happy place.
I wouldn't particularly call that Motown. Sorry if anyone's offended, but it was Motown inspired.
I like how specific you are on that. That's definitely the Matt's brain kicking in. But it is kind of all about your life and being a young fella. Are you in that sweet spot in your life now where you're surrounded by artists and everyone you know, including your girlfriend? She's in the arts as well.
Yeah, she is. She's a photographer. Am I in that sweet spot? Well, I do know a lot of artists and I'm definitely blessed to hang around with lots of artists and get to... like a week or two ago, me and some friends went down to Wicklow for a week and made some music, which was nice.
Very nice. You're out of the bedroom with the two that you had to share with your two brothers.
Out of that bedroom, yeah.
Not missing it.
I haven't been in there for a few years.
Oh, yeah. You're out and about living here and there. Are you here now? Or are you over in London as well?
I'm here.
You're here.
Yeah,
you're travelling a fair bit.
I travel, yeah.
So what's the plan now? You've got this new EP today launching. And what's going to happen from here? What's
more music. I hope to put out another... longer project in like a month, 2 months time.
A longer project as in an album?
a longer project. in a few months' time, and then hopefully more music towards the end of the year. And
okay,
try get the live going as well. I want to get back playing shows again.
You go into festivals, I presume.
Yeah.
I mean, let's say you do a killer live set.
That's where I thrive. I love live.
Really?
Yeah, it's so fun.
Because the kind of form of music always seems like the hardest one to do, because it's fast, you're hitting beats. Do you know what I mean?
You saying my form of music?
Yeah. Well, rap always feels like it can be surely harder to do live.
I think it's quite easy, to be honest. Like, I don't really have to... My voice can be gone and I can still put on the show, you know what I mean? I feel more for the... Even though my music online is quite relaxed, like at a live show, it's quite hectic and I love that. And so there'd be a lot of shouting here and there. And what I love most is rap with live instruments. Yeah. And so if I can, I'll play with a full band and it makes the show an incredible experience.
Oh, that's brilliant. So we look forward to seeing you at festivals. There's loads of lovely messages in for you. Mats and music are both on the left side of the brain, says Frank McNamara.
Oh, shout out to Frank.
Classical pianist, he knows what he's talking about. What an inspiration. Clever, honest, sure of himself, not afraid to say what he thinks. That's from Liz.
Can we see any of the bad comments?
No, there are no bad comments.
Oh, what?
This person says, I'll be checking out his music. He's talented, very open and very interesting. I look for the bad comments too. That's obviously the right side of the brain.
Yeah, I want some of those.
Had to look up Khaki Kid. He's a bit of a dish, says this person.
That's now, what does that mean?
Objectifying you. That's what they're doing.
Okay.
They're saying you're hot.
Where's that from?
You could take it. I know, but
where's the word dish from? Is that a country word?
Why don't you come back another day and we'll discuss that?
Discuss that.
Bit of a dish.
Etymology of the word dish.
I think it's English, is it? A bit of a dish, isn't it? Wonderful. That Khaki Kid is quite the dish. Listen, the best of luck to you, all right? Come in and chat to us when you have your longer project and when you're winning Grammys and all that stuff that you have planned in your head. But in the meantime, good luck and have a nice weekend.
Thank you very much.